وَسَرِيُّوا اِلٰى مَحْفِرَةٍ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْعَرْضُ وُدَّةِ الْمُتَّقِينَ صدق الله العظيم. Allah-u Teala says, and hasten to forgiveness from your Lord, and paradise wide as heavens and earth is prepared for those who love and obey Allah-u Teala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rajab is Allah Ta'ala's month, Shaban is my month, and Shahri Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is the month of my Ummah. Last night was Layla-i Rabaid. Some of us, we have fasted during the day and we have done long prayers at night. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in a hadith which Hazrat Shuban reports, that one day he says that we were traveling with Rasulullah and we came to a graveyard. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped and started crying and shedding tears so much that his blessed chest was wet. Ya Rasulullah, said Hazrat Shuban, what's the matter? Have you received the revelation? Nay, said Rasulullah. I look in the cemetery, those graves, and every single one is suffering terrible pain. Azab al-Qabr. And he said, if those people one day during the month of Rajab would have fasted and spend the night praying, they would have been not suffering the azab of Qabr. But is that enough? Rasulullah says, it is the month of Allah Ta'ala. It is the month that each and every one of us we should spend time to reflect. To reflect our relationship with the one who has created us, the one who feeds us, the one who cares for us, in whose hand is our destiny. Do you realize the importance of time in our religion? at specific hours during the day, we have to make our five times prayer. At a specific month, from a specific time to a specific time, we have to fast during the month of Ramadan. At a specific time, we have to perform the Hajj. And at a specific time and a specific number of times, we have to make tawaf around the Kaaba. At a specific time, we have to go to Arafat, we have to go Mina, we have to go to Muzdalifah. At a specific time, we are brought to this world. And at a specific time, we would be leaving this world. Why Allah Ta'ala has made his religion thus? It is the concept of the Ummah. It is the concept of the unity. We do not, none of us here, really value this situation here. Being a jama'at, being together. We come here, we leave here. We have no idea what has happened. We have no idea why, at a specific time, we meet under one roof. There is nothing more valuable than a like-minded people being together. There is nothing more valuable than two believers, or 10 believers, or 1.5 billion believers being together. An incredible beauty and strength comes in the togetherness of two people of the like mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a mu'min is the mirror of the mu'min. When you look at a mirror, what do you see? What do you see but yourself? I mean, think that even that carpet on which you are sitting is a heap of mindless wool. But that mindless wool gets together with the mind of a weaver when they are together. They produce this very beautiful carpet. When dead earth, without an intellect, meets an architect's mind, it becomes a brick. And brick upon brick, it becomes a palace, or a bridge, or a school, or a mosque. Now, this is just the togetherness of Aql Juz'i, the intelligence which us human beings have, which is small Juz'i and small and limited. Now imagine that if our Aql Juz'i, our little intellect, would get together with the Aql Qudri, the total mind of the one who has created us, who has created the 18 universes and the suns and the moons and all that it contains, if it gets together, man, believer, and his creator, what wonders can come out of it. But he said, we don't think. We also have to think of our origin. Who are we? We are earth, and we will return to an earth. Allah Ta'ala took a handful of earth, made us us. He blew into us from his own soul. He taught us all the names, including his own name. He has given us 5 senses and intelligence to use what comes through those 5 senses. And he has given us this tongue with which we can communicate with each other. But with all these faculties, we didn't ask him to bring us to this world. We didn't ask him to give us a mind. We didn't ask him to give us all these things which he pours upon us. In fact, even without our acknowledgement. So we have all these qualities. And we become doctors and engineers and politicians and judges and whatnot. And then when they ask us who we are, we say, I am a doctor. But there are millions of doctors. They ask who we are, we say, I am a Muslim. There is 1.5 billion of Muslims. We have to ask during this blessed month of Rajab to ourselves who we are. And then perchance we will find out all these qualities and all these gifts which Allah Ta'ala has given each and every one of us. Some more handsome than others. Some stronger than others. Some more devout than the other. Certainly some better than the other. And indeed, there is also in our life, there are days and places which are better than other days and places. And Shahr-i Ramadan and Shaban and Rajab are one of those times which we have to value. You have created us with such care, with such beauty, which such unbelievable machinery, Ya Rabbi. You say that you have created us as Ahsan al-Taqbeen, your best creation. And from the moment we step on this world of yours till we come back to you, you pour upon us such gifts which we don't even ask, we don't need to ask. And we, alas, do not acknowledge it. Ya Rabbi, we are a thankless bunch. Teach us thankfulness and count us amongst your thankful servants. Ya Rabbi, you have brought us here, not in vain, but for a purpose. Each and every one of us have a duty to perform. Yet, as soon as we felt our existence, we prefer to sleep rather than to be woken up. Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness. Ya Rabbi, wake us up from the sleep of heedlessness. Ya Rabbi, you have your signs, your ayats all around the place. And you have given us eyes and ears and nose and touch. Every breath that we must feel your existence. Ya Rabbi, we are asleep. We prefer to dream our waswasas than to see the real reality. Ya Rabbi, show us the real reality.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, show us the real reality. Amen. Show us the real reality.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, you have taught us the importance of oneness. We are like a broken mirror in 1,000 pieces. Not only together as an ummah, but our own selves. We are in 1,000 pieces. We have 1,000 eyes. Ya Rabbi, gather us together. Gather us all together as an ummah, as a one person, and give us the wisdom and the duty and the strength of Prophet. Amen. Amen.